Although now to what some say is a hidden China menace right here on our soil. Sister cities. Does your town have a partnership with a city in China? Well, China's city, sister city program is now being called out as part of Beijing's long-term foreign policy strategy to influence us, not simply an innocent goodwill program. Take a look at what one anti-communist China activist has said, quote, China has used the sister cities arrangement since its opening up in 1978 as a political strategy to infiltrate the Western world. If breaking the sister city ties with the Chinese cities develops into a domino effect, it might severely damage China's strategic plan of dominating the world. With this now, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, she is calling for an investigation of the China sister city program and has introduced the Senate bill called the Sister City Transparency Act. Senator, welcome. What are you worried about in terms of the sister city relationships? There are 157 cities in our country have this.
That's right. 157 cities in the U.S. are partners with cities in China. And here is what we know about this program. The Chinese Friendship Association says this is a part of their soft propaganda. And Eric, they have used the sister city partnerships to build relationships with people in communities who may go on to hold state or federal office. So it's important to them to establish those relationships early on. We also know that they have similarly used the Confucius Institute program in universities and Confucius classrooms to do this. They see this. The Chinese Communist Party sees these relationships as strategic to the success of the Belt and Road Initiative. And we know that the propaganda and the adherence to China's view of the world is an important part of this participation. And recently, Prague terminated their relationship with China because you had the mayor of Prague refuse to recognize the One China policy. So then Shanghai, their sister city, wanted to get out of that relationship because they could not get Prague to submit to their view.
You know, we're showing a scroll of just some cities that we picked on the right of the screen. Hays, Kansas. Mm-hmm. I mean, cities that you, small towns, other cities you would not expect have these ties. And you just raised the issue of Prague. That was a political punishment by the Chinese against that city because they recognized Taiwan. You've got some cities in Canada as well as Europe pulling out and canceling their ties because of the human rights abuses in China. Do you think that some cities should do that here in the United States?
It would probably be very wise for any city that has a partnership with a Chinese city to do that. We have 1,800 sister city partnerships in the U.S., and these are important for education and culture. But the Chinese Communist Party has chosen to violate the intentions of these partnerships, and they're using it to spread their propaganda. They're using it to infiltrate. They are using it to put people, as in the Confucius Institutes, to put people in places in research institutions or in corporations that are doing research. Some of these have led to intellectual property theft and people being removed from those programs. So this is, you know, Eric, when you've got the Chinese Communist Party saying they are intent on global domination by the time we get to 2050, the 21st century is to be the China century, according to them. They see this administration as weak, and they are trying to make headway. They're bullying Taiwan and the Philippines and the island nations. They're having a hot air balloon sashay across the U.S., and we do nothing. So this is a time that they see their opportunity to make headway. You know, and it's important for us to terminate this soft propaganda.
You know, talk about propaganda. I mean, it's more than just like us teaching them how to make apple pie. You've got industrial trade, culture, this sort of thing. And the defenders say, well, it's good for, you know, goodwill. Let me read you what the city of St. Louis, World Trade Center St. Louis, says about this. Sister cities conduct educational, cultural, municipal, and economic exchanges that promote mutual understanding. The Najing Committee organizes special trips to the People's Republic of China, highlighted by visits to our sister city. These trips encompass business, educational, and cultural exchange efforts. You know, they say this helps world peace, but when is President Xi relying on, you know, cities for world peace when he's aggressive against Taiwan, threatening in the South China Sea, and trying to take over the world, basically, through his economic Silk Road program by building airports and infrastructure all over the world so that countries can be beholden to them?
Well, you're right about that. And see, that is what they are doing. This is how they're infiltrating these communities and getting to people that are in local, state, and federal government and elected positions. They're trying to get to decision makers. And sister cities and Confucius Institutes, the soft propaganda, has been a part of that. They feel like it is part of their Belt and Road, or their Silk Road, or their great power competition. All components that they use, as well as looking at the economic warfare they carry out. My goodness, our trade imbalance last year with China was almost $1 trillion. $1 trillion.
Wow.
And we know that they are making more money than ever exporting to the U.S. We know that they're using that to build their military. And then they use that military strength with the new axis of evil, as I call it, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, to try to expand their relationships. Xi Jinping has been very aggressive in that. And they're using that to push for global dominance. We need to stop them.
Mm-hmm. Some cities in Europe, as I said, canceling the sister city programs. Your bill takes a look at that, calls for transparency and an investigation. Republican Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, thank you for alerting us to the situation.
You got it.
Of course. Art Thal?
Thank you.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm Ainsley Earhart. And click here to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page to catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis.